fence, but just as she bent down to pick the ball up, she heard three familiar voices. It was her mom, dad, and Mr. Zacco. "She's beginning to notice," her dad said in a whisper. "That's fine. Just make sure she doesn't find her parents," Mr. Zacco said. "It won't be long till I'm done with her," he laughed. "Yes, boss," Cassidy's parents said. Cassidy slid down and tried to take a deep breath. "Oh, gee," she whispered to herself. "Where are my real parents? What's going to happen to me?"